Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Hey, all right, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Biddle, your humble host, coming to you from my house over here in the Oakland Hills on the other side of where my studios sit. Scott is manning the board and the phones in North Beach in downtown San Francisco at the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network home studios. Wherever you might happen to be, though, it is time to talk video games just for this hour on all these sports talk networks, and we'll get you back to your group, who's retiring, and all the other stuff going on. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to get in. All my gamers out there, don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. That's coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, on The Voice. Great to have you with us. If you're in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're keeping us and our allies safe. We appreciate it. Stay safe yourself. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Apropos applications include the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well. You can always listen to us through your television set through CRN Digital Plus 2, cable radio network channel 2, your cable provider. That's in 35 million homes. Also, SiriusXM 211 in progress, Dan Patrick Channel. Nice to have you with us, sports fans there as well. And remember, this isn't a show just about sports games. EA Sports. No. All video games under one roof. If you have a question you'd like to ask me, as I said, you don't want to call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live to hear the shows, by the way. But the email address is also what you use to win the game. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, so just about a half hour from now. And also at the end of the show, the cheat code request, that also rick@sportsbyline.com is the other way to get in as well. So what have you been playing this week? I would like to know. I'll tell you what is new this week as well, new releases. They always let me know. This is new, and it's always good. We get the new games, and the other ones come down the shelf, even if it's just virtual. Did you get a PS5 yet? I haven't. These algorithms just buy them all up. Those dirty crooks. All right, we got an hour to talk video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back right here on Video Game Review.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting to launch a new business, be sure to set it up as an LLC or some other legal entity. Even if you're self-employed and don't have anyone else working for you, you should set up your business as a separate taxable entity from the beginning. Some professionals skip this step while they're still ramping up their client base, but it usually costs $1,000 or less and almost instantly protects your personal assets from any legal trouble your business might get into. So be sure to create an entity that keeps things separate. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Yeah.
Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on AFN. I'm FANA, the military. I come from a military family. He trapped, he loved, he brought, he brought, doing a great job. Number to call in, 1-800-878-PLAY. What have you been playing this weekend? Or are you a free agent? Are you in a relationship with a game? Or are you a free agent? Maybe you're dabbling. You got a season here, a season there in a sports game. Maybe you're in a couple of worlds here, levels there. And I've been lamenting the fact that I still don't have a PS5. Conan O'Brien put out a tweet today. It said, President Biden just announced by the end of 2022, every American adult who wants one will have access to a PlayStation 5. That's pretty good. Of course, this was on the heels that we can get vaxxed by May 1st. I don't want to cut, just as an aside, I don't want to cut in line. I mean, I'm dying for a vaccine, but and now there's people that if you work in California, if you work 6 hours as a volunteer, you can be a medical worker. And I know some of them are about to go back. Look, I don't want to cut anybody in line, but if you got one out there, and I don't care who makes it, I'm waiting for the Moderna, said no one, I hope. But yeah, the PlayStation 5, I think the only way, because of these algorithms that buy them up, there's no way to get one at list price, unless you want to fork out. And I just, for fun this week, looked on eBay. I went $1,200. No. Sorry. If I had nothing, I might fork. But I have a PS4. I have other consoles because this is what I spend my money on. You might spend your money on other stuff. I spend mine on video game stuff. But as I said, $500 is almost an obscene amount of money to pay for a console. So I'm not going any higher than that. And I don't want a bundle. I'm not interested in Miles Morales. I'm not interested in this Sackboy. Most launch games are a little anyway. They don't get the full might, the full muscle of the graphics engine that is inside these. But the only way now to solve it, because even this week GameStop's like, we have a limited amount online, get ready. No, there's no reason to get ready. I already went through all that in November when they're like, ready, go, sold out. What? And that was when I had that horrible thing with Walmart. It was actually in my cart, PS5 in cart, click to check out. Oops, sorry, website's down. Then it still said it was in my cart. Then I went, okay, pay now. I hit pay. That item sold out. How can it be sold out if it's in my cart? Ah, punching computer monitors, only hurting myself. So the only way that peeps like you and me, just regular old Joe Sixpack, can get our hands on a PS5 is if they just release like maybe 5 to 10 at physical copies at your retailer. Be it Target, GameStop, Walmart. I've never stepped in a Walmart, not because I'm too cool, just because we don't have them out here. I think they're somewhere. But it's the West Coast. What do you want? I can't believe it. I heard a guy on the radio say there ain't no Walmart. No, we don't have no Walmart. And Hardee's is Carl's Jr. But the only way we're going to have one is if, you know, they just get released. And you'll get a line, but we're used to that. We've been queuing up since the dawn of man, haven't we? I queued up for my PS4. I didn't pitch a tent. But people pitch tents to get the new Madden. We can certainly do it for a PS5. Or if you want the Xbox Series X, Series S, which are not plentiful, but I have found a couple of times so far I could have bought one. But I'm holding out for my baby. I'm asking the girl I want to go with the prom with, not the other one. So, and in the old days, I used to have a guy down at EBX. This is at the Embarcadero Center in downtown San Francisco. My studio is like a 10-minute walk from North Beach. San Francisco is so small, but it's like where the business financial district clashes into Little Italy, which we call North Beach, and Chinatown. It's basically where my studios are. So about a 10-minute walk to the downtown like shopping area. And there was an EBX, an electronics boutique. And there was a great guy there, Henry. He was from Taiwan. Very strong accent. But he used to call me to let me know games were in. And one time, he said, do you want to come in and just put $5 down? It was like Diddy Kong Racing for the N64. And I'm like, I can't get down there. I'm doing an A's game or a Giants game, whatever it was. And he said, I'll take $5 out of my own wallet. I'll put it in there for you. Just pay me back later. That's the good old days, right? I had a guy. Isn't it good to have a guy or a gal? Don't worry. I got a guy. Do you? How much you pay for that muffler? I got a guy. That type of thing. I used to do a show with a famous athlete's wife years ago. And one time I heard her call her butcher. And she goes, put Carlo on the phone. He knows what I want. Yeah, where's Carlo? Where's Henry? I think that's what we need because nowadays you just get a note. New stock coming in. Oh, cool. What is it? Well, it's a $750 bundle with Sackboy and an extra controller. I'm like, well, I already got the extra controller. Yeah, I bought it. I did. And then, boop, 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 everyone in the Ukraine, or I should say they're all bought in the Ukraine. They're already back on eBay. And I remember when they interviewed those guys and gals that came up with those algorithms, and they said, hey, man, carpe diem or any other caveat emptor, throw out some Latin things here, sine chera, facere est facere. Hey, man, we thought this up. It's business, man. It's cut through. All's fair in love and war. And they're making cash. They are. You buy something for $500 and even if you flip it for $750, you're making a 50% profit. Why not do it, right? So I don't blame these people, and I don't say that they're unfair. Because if, you know, they're doing it legally, I suppose. But it does suck. And I wonder how long it will take when you can just walk into, like, how long did it take before you could walk into a Target and there were just like 6 Wii's behind the glass, you know? Was it years with an S, plural, like multiple years? I think it was. But, you know, it would be nice to say, remember how long we waited for that sucker? Look, there's PS5s right there, and no one's buying them. They're gathering dust. I don't think that day's coming anytime soon. I just don't. But as Sony in Japan makes these, or maybe they ship them off to China to make, well, whatever, the parent company's in Japan, everything's made in China, even the iPhone. Designed in California. I remember when Clay Thompson started wearing Anta shoes. Yes, that's the name of the company. They're from China, and someone said, why would you buy Chinese shoes? I'm like, where do you think all the shoes are made? And he's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yes, best basketball shoes in the world are made in China. So wherever they're being made, they can just – I was mentioning this the other day. Like, you trickle it out like petroleum, oil, or diamonds. Don't flood the market. But I do think because of COVID and everything else that Sony would like to be putting more out there, because the longer they sit on it, that's more money they could have in the bank and then be getting interest. You know how business people, right? They want your money now. If you get an Airbnb 6 months from now, you got to pay at least half. I want that money in my bank account, right? If you ever tried to rent a car, pay for all of it now and save $50. Like, wow, I'll do it. All right, so Conan says by the end of 2022, he made a joke. It's funny. It's clever, especially what Biden said about vaccines. But at some point, he might be right. That music means we're going to a break. We'll come on back, and lines are available. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Well, hey, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. We stream through sportsbyline.com. We also stream through sbnationlive.com as well. Great to be on that. Great national sports network as well. By the way, we'll be participating in a Sandbox VR space mission. Yeah, that's right. And for those of you listening to the show know, I picked up the Index by Valve, which is pretty amazing. But the Sandbox one, that's the one that I think it was Kanye put his money into. Those are at malls. And there's one down here in the peninsula in San Francisco at Hills Jail or Hillsdale Mall. Six people, one room. Zip up the pack, put on the helmet, the backpack, the assault rifle. So I'll give you a report on that next week. But I also want to throw at you on a new phone game. And this was on the internet. It's now on the phone, and I like it. Now, I have been lucky enough to travel a lot around the world, but I also love geography. And there's a game now, and I downloaded it that's for free, called GeoGuessr. And it gives you five tries. It just gives you a spot on Google Earth in the middle of a road. And then you get a 360 view. You can spin around and look. And if the sign says, welcome to Cleveland, you can probably guess that it's in Cleveland. But usually, there's nothing. So you look at the architecture, maybe a farmhouse. Maybe you can see like the way the lines are striped on the road. Definitely a foreign country. Maybe you can see they're driving on the left. So, you know, maybe England, Australia, Japan. And you start to – I found Japan is pretty easy. The architecture for me is good. But it's – when you get it right, it's a pretty cool feeling. Like there are a couple times when I'm like, that's got to be Eastern Europe. And I'll guess like Belarus and it's – you know, it'll, and you want to get as close as you can for points. And then it will say it was Bulgaria. And I think, okay, well, I'm in the neighborhood. Or I'll be like, that's Kentucky. And it'll be like, that's actually Minnesota. You're like, all right, well, I'm getting there. I was able to get one within 40 yards. That was my best one. And then I was able to unlock just the city of London. And some of those are just impossible because it's just like one corner. And you start to look around and see if you can see little borough signs. But it's a lot of fun. And, you know, to me, phone games are, you know, if you're waiting for the dentist or you're waiting on a bus or a train or something, or maybe you're in the reading room, if you know what I mean, they're a good little time. But anyway, GeoGuessr, check it out. I think it's really fun. 1-800-878-PLAY. They're also from Square Enix this week, a couple days ago. They announced a new online series to deliver updates on future and current games. And if you think about some upcoming titles like Life is Strange and their new Tomb Raider game, what it's going to be this Thursday, the 18th, Square Enix is going to be having approximately a 40-minute long video. It'll be on the company's official Twitch and YouTube channels. And as for which games will be in the online presentation, Square Enix does say the top billing will be Life is Strange. Not a lot is known much more than that, but the game will feature a new protagonist and a new power that has not been seen in the series before. Also, scheduled to make an appearance on Thursday, Outriders. That is a RPG shooter set in a what they call a dark and desperate sci-fi universe. High intensity, coming out April Fool's Day, which is also opening day for baseball. Balan Wonderworld arrives March 26, B-A-L-A-N. Obviously, this year is the 25th anniversary for Tomb Raider, so that's why I said there's going to be some stuff there. Marvel's Avengers, not Marvel, Marvel's Avengers, story-driven, third-person action-adventure from Crystal Dynamics. Just Cause will be coming to mobile. I wonder how many people see Just Cause and they see it as just cause. I don't know, maybe it does have that double entendre. Also, new mobile game announcements from the award-winning Square Enix Montreal studio, and a couple of games from Taito as well. Those are Square Enix, that's under their umbrella, or if you like, their sister company. So, Marvel's Avengers, that next-gen update is supposed to be the same day, so we can probably see how that will work on the PS5 or Xbox Series X and S. Hawkeye will be the latest character making it to the roster, will debut that day, or the kids would say will drop that day. So that's something cool to look forward to. Also, we got the release date on the upcoming NCAA football game, which is pretty funny. When you think about name, image, likeness, right, NIL, you think about, we talked about before, like Notre Dame and Tulane and a couple Northwestern, they pulled out. They want nothing to do with it, although they said, we're big fans. But now, we know what happened before with the Ed O'Bannon case, with the basketball game. Well, EA Sports is now saying that the game will come out, what month, Rick? July of 2023. What? That's right. July of 2023. So that'll be, you know, what, a month to 6 weeks ahead of the actual college football season. So nothing for this college football season. Nothing for the next college football season. But July 2023. All right, so if you're excited about it, as Larry David would say, curb your enthusiasm on that one. That's going to be a while. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, we hear that next week, Universal's Super Nintendo World theme park is opening in Japan. That got delayed. That is in Osaka, and that will be the first amusement park to feature Nintendo characters and their settings. There'll be a Mario Kart ride. There'll be a treasure hunt adventure with Yoshi. You'll use a power-up band connected to an app on your phone, and you can play virtual games as you go through, virtual coins, keys, other tokens throughout the park in AR. And as far as food goes, there's a Canopio's Cafe with a Mario Burger, a Super Mushroom Pizza Bowl. Pizza Bowl. Ugh. And Hatena Block Tiramisu. And Universal Studios Japan, this will be the 20th anniversary of that this spring. But if you think about where we've come with Universal Studios, the Wizarding, is that a word? Wizarding, Don King, World of Harry Potter, and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. You think about walking in and there's the Millennium Falcon. But the Nintendo thing, it's of course, is going to look, I mean, from what I've seen from it, it looks pretty fun. How can you not be excited about that? It's just that I would imagine, what are they going to do? Open it up 25%? I know in Texas, it's Governor Abbott said it's all open. Right? I know the Rangers are going to have Globe Life Park. They're finally going to open that stadium for real, and every seat's full. And then after opening day, they're going to have certain sections that will be socially distanced. So what's good about that is that the virus is going to take a day off on opening day. It's like, because it's opening day, I won't infect anybody. But but anyway, look, hopefully we're turning the corner on this, I think. Yeah, I hope so. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Somebody asked me, sometimes I talk to entertainment people during my sports talk show Monday through Friday, 9 to noon on Sports Byline, Pacific Time. And I was speaking to an actress, she had a new movie, and she was talking about how she was originally born and raised in France, and that she was talking in her very best American accent. And she said, yeah, I used to do voiceovers in video games. And I said, really, which ones did you do? And she said, oh, I did a Medal of Honor game as a French character. And it took me a second. I go, wait a minute. Are you Manon Baptiste from Medal of Honor Underground? And she said, I am Manon Baptiste, blah. It was crazy. And that, of course, was on the original PlayStation. And that's something that her name was Alea Oberon, by the way, just to make sure I had to look it up here. Alea Oberon. But I don't think a lot of times these people know that. And by the way, the cover art was that a cool Manon, beautiful French girl, long dark hair, and she's holding a bazooka. It's in the French underground. But yeah, Manon Baptiste, I don't think people realize how many hundreds and hundreds of hours people spend with those video games. Probably think, oh, that was a nice check, and then they go home. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game, and we'll also tell you what's new on shelves this week as well. And your calls if you want to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Time to give away a brand new game. You win it by emailing me, rick at sportsbyline.com, S-P-R-T-S-B-Y-L-E-N-E. The second correct answer will win it. The game is called Journey of the Broken Circle. It's available for the Switch, the PC, the 4, and the Xbox One. I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. More about the Switch in a minute. This game is available from the developers at Lovable Hat Cult. How about that? Lovable Hat Cult. Not Men Without Hats. That's the safety dance. Published by Nakana.io. Here's the blurb. Journey of the Broken Circle is a story-driven platform game about an imperfect circle who seeks to be complete. Wow. My question is this about a triangle or a circle? This might be my easiest one I've ever asked.
Is this a trick?
Rated E for everyone, mild language, mild fantasy violence. What's fantasy violence? I fantasize about beating up my boss. No, that's not it. We're talking about a unicorn fighting a dragon. Oh, that kind of... Gandalf fighting a beholder. Oh, okay. Journey of the Broken Circle from Lovable Hat Club and Nakana.io. The PC, the 4, the Switch, and Xbox One. Is this game about a circle or a triangle? Just tell me. Rick at sportsbyline.com, and you'll be the big winner of the game. Speaking of athletes, speaking of athletes, we had yet another case of somebody saying something dumb on Twitch. And, you know, I can just tell you this. Like, I know we need to get hate language out of our colloquialisms and such things. If somebody said something bad on Twitch, like one time, I'd probably think, that's bad. But there are people out there, they will get you. They will take great pride in outing you, and that happened to Myers Leonard. I'm sure there are a lot of people in America named Leonard Myers. This is Myers Leonard of the Miami Heat, and he said a word that is very offensive to Jewish people. And you don't need to be Jewish to be offended by it. We know that. And, you know, you have to, the apologies cannot be profuse enough, and he has been suspended and fined as well. But it's just a good lesson. I mean, people, like I said, I'm not making any excuses for him. You know, it's, didn't have any place in a game. But if you're in a public forum, you know, I don't believe if you're talking to your friend, you know, that everything has to be edited. But, I mean, if you're in a public forum, how dumb do you have to be to say stuff like that? And so just if you're on Twitch, you have to understand that anyone can watch you. And you remember Blake Snell when they had that trade with the Rays, and he said, oh, that's a blankety-blank stupid trade. Anyway, who's playing Call of Duty? And like, oh, look what he said. So... anyway, Myers Leonard paid the price, as he should. I'm not making any excuses for him, but just a reminder out there, you're in a public forum. All right. Speaking of the Nintendo Switch, believe it or not, came out in 2017. It doesn't feel like it's in its fourth year, does it? And then, of course, the Switch Lite, which was just DLC, that came out in 2019. So what is next? Well... remember how many variations the Game Boy went through? Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy SP, Game Boy Double Screen, DS, Game Boy Advance SP. I mean, and on and on and on. So you think about all the changes that went through. And then you would expect the Switch to have it. According to Bloomberg, that bastion of video game news, they're going to be coming out with a larger OLED screen or OLED. And then if you hook it up into the base and play on your regular TV, the games will come in at 4K. And also touch screens. And they're saying as soon as June. So sources, as I say, talk about 1080p NVIDIA Tegra powered. The Switch design also The screen will be now 6.2 inches. The switch light will be 5.5 inches as well. So we'll see. Remember, the switch battery got a little bit of an upgrade a couple of years ago, and it's a really good battery. But there's also a risk that rumors could push people to wait on it, which is not good. There was a rumor of a Switch Pro, which we've been kind of calling it that, with this 4K ready edition. But if you think that this Switch Pro is coming out in June, you might not buy. I mean, we're in March. You might not buy a Switch now. You just wait 3 months, which is what they don't want to happen. What they want you to do is buy it, and then the next day come out with it, and you're like, oh, damn it, why didn't I wait? Why didn't I wait? And another thing I wanted to cover, because I've never talked about this on the show, is Bulgarian clog dancing. But I also have never talked about gaming chairs, because I always felt, and this was true, I've been doing this show some 15 years, a gaming chair, I thought you had to be Little Lord Fauntleroy to have your own gaming chair. And when they first came out, some of them were just these things you would lay on the floor, and they looked like the letter J, and they had some speakers built into it, and you had to connect all these wires. Well, now with Bluetooth, it's a little bit different. And now these gaming chairs, they look like bucket seats in a Porsche. So if you think about the dizzying array of features, mesh, breathable mesh, leather, faux leather, lumbar support pillow, tilt mechanisms, adjustable backrest, gaming recliner, padded armrest, footrest, rocker, everything that you can put into it. And so CNET did a little review on it. Now, I bought a gaming chair for my nephew for Christmas from Amazon, and it was about $125. I didn't get the cheapest of the cheapo crap, but I didn't get, you know, honestly, sorry if you're listening, I didn't get like the Cadillac version. But, you know, and I go, how do you like it? And he's like, oh, it's still in the box. I'm like, oh, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you're having fun with that. But when CNET did the review on it, I thought, oh, what do they say? And I'm like, come on. And this is really for, like I said, the Cadillac people, because they tried out the Secret Live Titan Cyberpunk 2077 Edition Gaming Chair for $404, or limited edition, $489. You're gonna spend $500 on a chair? And then I did another review on the Razer Isker Gaming Chair, which looks amazing, and I am a Razer guy. As I speak right now, I have a Razer mouse. This is like the third one. First two were free. This one I had to pay for. And then a Razer pluggable, lit, huge mouse pad. I think Razer makes fantastic products, and they don't pay me to say that. Maybe they did a few years ago, not anymore. But they're really good. So the chair is amazing. $499. And I like it says, the Isker is designed for gamers who weigh up to a total of 299 pounds. So if you're 298, have at it. If you're 299, I've always found that some of the chairs are very narrow. And so if the arms connect in the front, they might like rub into your thighs, as, you know, guys kind of like to spread their legs out just a little bit. I think you can probably guess why. But they looked at some ergonomic chairs. You go, oh, okay, let me see these. Because those other chairs, as I mentioned, $400, $500. And they said the best ergonomic chair we've seen is a chair called the Ergocentric T-Centric Hybrid Ergonomic Chair. So they got those words in, two words in twice, ergocentric, T-centric, hybrid, ergonomic chair. It looks just like a regular office chair, see-through mesh, $900. And it's like, okay, I think I know where this article's going. And then they said the best gaming chair you can buy And now this I'm not surprised, because you can spend a lot of money on anything, really. You can go into Nordstrom and get a belt for $200, just a regular leather belt. Like I can get up here in Chinatown in San Francisco for $3. You can get a belt at Nordstrom for $200. But the best one I like is called Herman Miller X Logitech M-Body Gaming Chair, $1,499. This is a design now in its 10th year. And it says back support is where it shines. I do like they had the category best for protecting your floor from wheel marks. The X-Chair X3 ATR Management Chair, that's only $1,029. And then the only one, like it now it looks downright cheap by comparison. It says the most secure and snug one is the Secret Lab Omega for $334. So you can, listen, you can, just like anything, you can spend as much as you want. I don't think I'll ever buy a gaming chair myself, but I will tell the people at Logitech or the people over at Secret Lab, if you want to send one over, I'll check it out for you. I'll give it a go. All right, let's look at the new releases this week. RBI Baseball 21. I would say look out MLB The Show, but I won't, because MLB The Show is better. But still, I love the competition. I hope RBI Baseball 21 is an awesome game, because that'll just make the show step it up even more if that's possible. Xbox One, PS4, Switch, PC. Saviors of Sapphire Wings. He will lift you up. PC and Switch, that's an RPG. Stranger of Sword City, another RPG for the Switch and the PC. Kingdoms of Amalur, an RPG on the Switch. It's a theme there. Stubbs the Zombie, that's a Switch, PS4, Xbox One action game. Samurai Showdown, Xbox fighting game. The Outer Worlds Murder, this is an expansion to The Outer Worlds, which unfortunately I didn't care for. I was all excited thinking it was No Man's Sky meets Fallout. PC, Xbox One, PS4. FIFA 21 for current gen Stadia users, for those of you out there. Signs of the Sojourner, an adventure card game on the PS4. Dungeon Defenders Awakened, that's an Xbox One, that's a tower game. I like tower strategy games sometimes. Marvel's Avengers, as I mentioned, PS5, Xbox, Series X and S. Mr. Prepper, a PC simulation game for doomsday preppers. Minute of Islands, or Minute of Islands, PC, PS4, Xbox One, a Switch, a puzzle platformer. Dark, D-I-R-Q, a Switch, action game. Angry Video Game Nerd 1 and 2, Xbox and PS4, that's a comp game. Plants vs. Zombies Battle, Switch strategy shooter. And finally, Can't Drive This, I like that. A racing game for the PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, and Xbox. I'm Rick Tittle. We got the cheat code on the other side. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. It's the end of the show. It's time when I give away a code for an older video game, Rick at SportsByline.com. This email comes from Jackson, J-A-X-O-N. I like the way you spell it. I have a feeling there are a lot of Jacksons like that. But anyway, Jackson, he says, Rick, how do I get the minion in Twisted Metal? Well, first of all, it's Twisted Metal 2 where you get the minion. But I think I know what you're talking about. Twisted Metal 2, he's a huge tank that can take a lot of hits and can put out a lot of firepower, and something even Sweet Tooth can't match. And by the way, Twisted Metal, that was a fun game at the time. Sweet Tooth is one of my top 10 favorite video game characters of all time. It's an insane clown, not in the posse, but an insane clown. He's wired in between two monster truck tires, and then on either side of him are miniguns. So it's an insane clown in between monster truck tires with two miniguns. How good is that? All right, anyway, to get to the minion, go to the vehicle select screen, go L1, up, down, and left. There it is. L1, up, down, and left, and you can get the minion. In Twisted Metal 2, I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in. We now return you to Sports Talk, and we will see you next week on the Video Game Review.